All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is January 21st, 2013. I am Mike here with Milarese of Walking Terra Christi, and we're doing the Clarion Temple of Oneness call on a rather momentous day, if you will, in America. It's the anniversary of Martin Luther King's transitioning. So we're all thinking about him today and the wisdom that he brought, so we're going to invite him to the temple.
It's actually his birthday.
His birthday, sorry. Well, it's a transition from there to here, so it's still a transition. So we're going to invite him to the temple this evening, along with any other souls that need healing that are in body, and also those who need healing who are out of body in any of the multi-universes, as the temple has become the place. So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 142, 144. Just breathe that in. That is a big frequency shift. And we call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to fully clear us by using the platinum net as we breathe in. The net comes around us. And as we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower vibrational energies, thought forms, experiences, thought patterns, lower consciousnesses that might be affecting us. And we call upon Saint Germain with the violet flame to come up from our earth star to our soul star, totally encasing us with the violet flame to transmute and remove anything that remains that can be removed as it works its way out. And then we call upon Paul the Venetian to bring in the pink flame to fill in any areas that have been removed, any holes that are there from this process. And we call upon our Christed consciousness that we now can fully access in the golden era of 2013 from Lord Buddha. We bring this up from our earth star, through our heart chakra, up through our crown to our soul star. It spins around us in a clockwise manner, so that the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously. And we also do this for the group Merkaba, as we are together. It spins around us, and we place spiritual mirrors on the pyramid walls of the pyramidal-like structure that is created, also known as the Merkaba body. The spiritual mirrors reflect back anything to source that is not of this higher dimension of the 144th frequency. Just breathe that in, and we're going to bring that back down with us to the fifth, 0, 144, 143, 142, 120, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Breathe that in and bring it up to the fifth, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Clearly the energies are already coming in, because it's hard to count. So here's Milarese.
Okay, let's think about our intention. Since in the U.S. it is Reverend Martin Luther King's remembrance of his life here on Earth. He made a lot of changes. So we would like just to honor that. Think about what peace means for you and how we can bring peace within ourselves as it extends beyond our auric field into the world. And as we allow peacefulness to incorporate within us, it's amazing how much we help others through the process.
Thank you.
deeply. We're going to bring those frequencies of light from the 144th dimension of the oneness that we are down through the Antakarana bridge into our soul star and our physical existence, breathing into each of the chakras of the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root, and spinning those energies down our limbs, our legs, into our feet, into the earth star. As the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously within our chakra system, allow this frequency of light to move into our etheric body, our emotional body, and our mental body. As the spiritual body is now becomes aligned with us as the one body of light, feel that energy now as our Merkaba vehicle of light spins in a clockwise manner. We're now going to travel to the multidimensional level where the clarion temple of oneness resides. Take a deep breath and feel yourself moving from the earth plane energies into the solar level, galactic, universal, spinning upwards and upwards, and now the multi-universal. Feel us now coming down into a field of flowers. We see the rainbow bridge in front of us. And this is our entryway to the temple. We walk across the rainbow bridge. We see many souls, elementals, angels, all kinds of different life forms joining us as we walk down the garden pathway, hearing the trickle of the stream. The sun is sparkling through the clouds and through all the trees and the flowers as we now enter upon the steps of the temple. It is a bluish, silverish type of building. As we walk up the steps, we are greeted by Archangel Michael's warriors and Yom Tias, our guide for the temple. As we walk down into the temple with Yom Tias, there are many, many souls in the temple this evening. We'd also like to include all souls that are hurting at this time to join us. We'd like to include souls in out of body that have left their bodies and need additional healing to join us in the overlooking booth through Archangel Michael. And if you have anyone yourself that you would like to include, you can include them now. We're now going down to the first row and find your seat in the first row. As we open up the energies with the angelic essences first, the Divine Mother and Father God, and then a special spokesbeing for this evening.
Principalities of love.
Fill your wings as we blend together, together. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God at your service. Thank you so very much for being with us in these moments of creation. It is a beautiful evening. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful moment in the Temple of Light. The earth is transitioning into a new state of awareness. Have you noticed within yourself how it may feel differently within your own personal essence? Now remember, we just went through the process of 1221. And many individuals thought there was going to be a much more physical occurrence than there was. But in truly, this occurrence happened on many alternate levels of creation that are now centering upon the earth, that are coming down into your hemispheres and your consciousness. So each day through this process is going to be a little bit more difficult or challenging for you to acknowledge, because your physical bodies are being activated each 24-hour period. We have taken this level of creation to assist you. The disappointments of 1221 truly should not be disappointments at all, because truly it was a gift. Excuse me. If you had received all of this in that time period, there would have been dramatic results in each of you personally and within the earth plane. So now what is happening, there is a restructuring going on. And this is why the weather patterns have been quite dramatic. Some are receiving hotter climates. Some are receiving much colder climates. And there is great precipitation that is coming down from the heavens into the earth. Whether this is through snow or rain or hail, there are great changes occurring, because the shifting that is going on within the axis of Gaia is now coming on a continual basis instead of what could have occurred in an abrupt fashion, like a huge ball of light coming down onto the planet and changing life forms, including each of you, dramatically. Why is what many would say, why is it being done this way? Because in the accumulation of the consciousness of the higher selves, the percentage of individuals that want to see the earth change into a better world was much higher than the ones that want to see the dramatic changes. So there is hope for the consciousness of humanity, because there was a consensus that was taken previously to allow these frequencies to come in at a much slower pace, but continual. Think about what you're experiencing now. How do you think that would have felt if it came in a 3-day period? We are only in towards the end of the first month. And we say the spring equinox is a time of great change, that the changes are accumulating. And this is true. Will the changes stop? No. As all of you know, this is true. Will they adjust? Yes. For the individuals that truly allow the increased frequency to continually work through you in your bodily functions, in your full body system, to allow your spiritual essence to be more activated within your physical creation. We are explaining this because there has been great conjecture about what is happening now, and some do not believe. Some expected great changes. Some expected not to be on the earth plane anymore. And some will not, but it won't be the way that they think. The planet is not ready for that kind of acceleration. Through the consciousness of Gaia and through the consciousness of the heavens and the stars and the solar system of the Earth, it was decided that we needed more of a gradual effect than a dramatic effect. Because in essence, parts of yourself could become lost. It's like being in the middle of an earthquake or a volcano and being thrown from one place to another, which is what many thought would occur. And believe me, it could have, if 2011 had not gone the way that it did. So now you're in more of a gradual phase, but it is a continual phase. You will be finding that each week there will be challenges. There will be changes within your consciousness. There will be changes in your own energies. There will be changes in whatever you are doing to go deeper into the essence. As your timelines are now coming together, you're finding your missing puzzle pieces. Sometimes those missing puzzle pieces cannot be found immediately. There's many levels within one missing part. So it is like a slow motion, eventual visual of seeing the planets and everything coming together very slowly. And if you think about that for your own creation, as you are becoming the multidimensional self, it's important to know that through each time sector that you will receive the changes moving through you in order to balance them and ground them. This, in effect, will assist Gaia, because the more structure that she has within her creation, the more the planet will cease to change in dramatic effects. It will change. As we move through this process of allowing the energies to shift into the fourth dimensional frequency, which is now occurring, there cannot be helped of integrations of the light and the dark, because that is what the fourth dimension represents. It's moving into those higher essences, but it's not quite there. So it is the job of every individual self to fully allow the highest essence they can integrate within their physical structure to ground that essence. So just as Gaia is shifting through these elements, your bodies are shifting. Parts of your bodies may seem like they are hurting. You may have muscle problems. You may have joint problems. You may find yourself falling over when you feel like you should have been standing straight. This is the push of the gravity within your own physical creation, within your physical body, because as it becomes more crystalline, those parts of yourself can become weakened. The joints are very imperative with this. So the joints hold your body, but the body has to shift. And as it shifts, you're going to almost feel like you are in the middle of an earthquake. So this, we wanted to explain what each of you may be feeling on a physical basis. Excuse me. In order to allow your structure to be strengthened to carry the higher light frequencies, we see that the transition presently is going at a rate that is a much higher than any has ever received in any planetary function, because you are the planet to watch. So the frequencies of light that you felt on 1212 and 1221 are being accelerated every day. It's a continual process. We explain this in this moment because we know many are being challenged, and there are others that are unaware of these frequencies that are hurting deeply within their physical bodies, because they also are being challenged. But that is not what they think. So the old paradigm of the third dimensional thought realm needs to be shifted now into the fourth dimensional thought realm, which represents a pathway into forward healing. And as that pathway is opened up, an individual may be able to perceive the light and the dark within them. And some individuals of a higher sensory rate may be able to perceive that within others. The availability of the sensory aspects within each of you is going to shift dramatically through this process. We bring this to the forefront in this moment because the full moon is occurring 26th and 27th of January, this coming weekend. It is going to allow you to move into a deeper process of yourself. So there may be great changes that you are feeling through the frequency coming into the planet, into each of you. Again, it's going to take you into a deeper level of yourself, to be able to look at what needs to be acknowledged to be removed so that more of these frequencies can be fully integrated within your own structure. Our message tonight is one of informational because we want you to be prepared. We want you to understand what you are actually going through. And we know all of you have many different walks of life and backgrounds. within your own life. But there is one element that brings you all together, is the ability to want more. And this is what makes great leaders upon a planet. And there have been many great leaders that bring forth these frequencies, these thoughts, these creations unto individuals. So think of yourself as a great leader. Because the leaders must incorporate the idea within themselves first in order to be a fabulous leader. And filter that through them. This is what we want to share with you in this moment. You are all becoming great leaders. You're all allowing yourself to go to deeper depths within your soul than anyone else has done. And it will continually move forward in that pathway. So as the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, this evening, we are much more somber than we have been. Because you deserve our deepest gratitude. You deserve our embrace. And you deserve some peace. As you allow the energy of peacefulness to come within your essence, within your being, into your thought processes and your feelings in this moment, we bring you the peace of God, which is the highest form of compliment from our essence. Because that means you have allowed yourself to go through many trials of experience to see that there is no other way but to allow the essence of peace to be within. So we hand you these frequencies of light in this moment, in the colors of gold and ruby and purple and deep blue and crystalline light, as they all blend together. Feel the colors and the streams of frequency that the essences that we impart into you in this moment to flow through you as if you are drinking from a beautiful glass of pristine essence. You take a sip of this essence and feel these qualities being embodied within you to accept peace within your heart, within your body, within your feelings, and within your thoughts. And then feel the body shifting and allowing it to come together. I am. the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God embrace you with the peace that we embody. It is now yours to hold. So, Mona, be in the light of the Christ that we are. We are the Divine Mother and Father God of the Cosmic Great Gentle Son at your service. Take a moment and just allow these elements of peacefulness flowing. I see the colors and streams of light and just unfolding within us. As you just feel yourself on a beautiful body of water and just floating and being one with all of nature and the peacefulness of the sun and the sky and the water and the land, as everything is moving very fluidly as we bring forth our speaker this evening. And greetings. It is my pleasure to be here as Mahatma Gandhi. It is an amazing frequency that is occurring on the planet at this time. I've been asked to step forward to bring forth my essence into this beautiful temple of light. Frequencies across the airwaves that are occurring presently about those light workers on the earth that are doing the greatest service to Gaia, to life, to God, by recreating their physical essences into what is called the crystalline body of light. And what does that mean? That's not an easy concept to really understand. And I truly am grateful for the message from Divine Mother and Father God of the crystalline body of light. I express to each of you a blessing to assist you in this process. As the energies are changing within the earth, around the earth, each of you are a major component of that change occurring. It is my greatest pleasure to be here this evening to share with you not my words, but my essence. Each of you need to embody a part of the peacefulness of God within you. Not because you are not doing so, but because you are deserving of it. And I speak of this essence on a physical basis. The physical structure that your body is holding within you. It is a time of great change. And changes occur first in a consciousness. In order for them to be fully manifested within the physical planet, within the physical world that you are living upon. And some of you are in much higher frequency areas than others. So the ones that are truly bringing forth their own availability to allow the highest frequency to run through them and into the planet to assist many others. Now, those that are in much denser areas need to fully accept the frequencies that are coming into these areas, because they will be harder to be acknowledged. It is like going into a crowd of individuals and trying to speak the words of God, but yet your voice is not being heard because the inner chatter within these individuals is about themselves instead of the message. So those of you that are in the denser areas need to work harder within your own essence to receive. Not to extend it, but to fully allow it to incorporate within yourself by just allowing the peace of God's heart to be within you. You see, the earth is like a pyramid. The structure at the bottom is very dense. As you go up higher, it gets less dense and more evolved. As you go towards the top point, it is much more highly attuned at the frequency of light. If we take this analogy of a pyramid and allow yourself to intend to travel to the highest point of the pyramid and to receive the peacefulness that you need, then you will bring it down into your pure existence. Those that already are allowing themselves to receive the highest frequency then must take that piece that they are and send it to the structure of the earth. Now, we are all doing this kind of work on the inner plane, in your sleep state, your meditations, and without body. What we want for each of you to do it individually, for yourself, not for the planet. It will affect the planet as you do so. Sometimes individuals take too much of their energies and put it out to too many other places, and that causes the imbalance to occur in the physical structure. If you take the essence of peacefulness from God's heart into the will of your creation, you will allow your body to come into balance. This is something that is not learned by just being in body. It is something that is acquired through the mastery pathway. And it is my job to assist you with this. What brings you peace within your heart? What brings you the availability to take the parts of yourself that are in conflict and allow them to be in the state of serenity? Sometimes that's a tall order. So if you think of your body, your soul star, as the top of the pyramid, and your Earth star is the bottom of the pyramid, then you can take that frequency of light you receive as Divine Mother and Father God shared and bring that all the way through the structure into the base. You see, the structure or the base of your existence is your Earth star. That is what grounds you to this earth. It is associated with your feet. It is associated then with your limbs. And then moving up the body into your organs. And the heart center, the core essence of your beingness. The rest will fall into place if you take these moments of allowing serenity and stillness to be fully within the acceptance of your structure. It will flow through each of your limbs, into the organs, into all the muscles and the tendons, and the cellular structure. But you must allow yourself to just sit and breathe the peace of God. This evening we are bringing forth the peace of God into the hearts of each of you. Why? Because it is time to reflect on your own essence of what this means within you, of allowing these colors of light, of the purple and the gold and the crystalline and the deep blue and the deep ruby, all these essences all blend within each other. As they surface within you, you start to feel a combination of light flowing within you. So if you take the energy from the top of your temple, of your soul star, and command, I now command to receive the peace of God within me, and feel these essences of colors and spectrums of light flowing within you. You are activating your higher self and your I Am Presence to command it through them, not your physical consciousness. And start to feel these essences now blending within you and through you. It will go to any parts that are not stabilized. It will go into areas that need assistance. And allowing the fluidness of peace within all aspects of your being. As you do this, more will be able to come. But you must take this time to fully allow yourself to be cradled by God's light of peacefulness. Then it will be a direct result to receive serenity. The stillness that you are. If you think about your formlessness of what you were into what you are now, that is quite a huge transition. So allowing the peacefulness of God to be in your innermost thoughts and feelings in this moment, and allow that to center within you. Let us take a deep breath. As we see the streams of colors, the spectrums of light coming down in the temple, they almost like long streamers of purple and ruby and gold and crystalline and deep blue and all the deepness colors swirling within you that will give you that peace that you're looking for, and see it swirling within the temple of going to each of these beautiful souls for them to receive the stillness that is so part of their higher self and I Am Presence. Take a deep breath and just allow the serenity and the stillness of this vibration to run through you. As we do that as a group consciousness, we're now just going to structure it into our Earth Star and allow it to expand into the Earth, into Gaia's light, around the globe for each individual soul to fully experience the stillness, the peacefulness of God's light within each of them. Even if it is just a nanosecond, it is being received, and we take this energy and allow it to unfold everywhere you expand yourself through the Earth Star and see the streamers of light going around the essence of the world, going into different countries and different areas, into land pockets, into waters, into streams, into mountains, into deserts, into flatlands, into the hillsides, into the expansiveness of the divine energy of Gaia. Take a moment and now feel this coming back to you as you have sent it to parts of the world. It will be reverberated within your own essence. As we bring it back now fully into the temple, allow yourself to expand through your own energies, through your physical, your etheric, your emotional, your mental bodies, as your spiritual body is now the one that is in full control of everything that is occurring within your field, within your life. Feel that expansion happening now within you. Allow yourself just now to feel your heart and feel the expansiveness of any areas that maybe you have had some physical issues, and allow this stillness to go into all aspects of yourself. This is also a very good exercise to think about before you go to sleep, because it will preset your travels on the inner plane and the remembrance of your dream state into your physical consciousness. I take these moments of great gratitude to be able to share with each of you my essence, my peacefulness. Let us fully accept and allow the essence of the ability to be a leader, must come forth into each individual soul's creation, into the physical body, to be the greatest leaders. And this is why leaders lose their way, because they allow their lower egos to become intact and forget why they fully are brought forth into leadership roles. Let us send the peacefulness to each of the leaders of this world in this moment, and allow this peace to be with each of them, of what you are feeling. I am Mahatma Gandhi at your service. It is my deepest pleasure. Namaste and blessings. Take a deep breath. I feel Martin Luther King, and I think he has a message. Greetings. Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak in this beautiful moment, in this beautiful temple, by the words of divine Mahatma Gandhi, my greatest teacher. And to each of you, I am deeply honored for the depth and the beauty that you are. You truly are the great leaders. You truly are the expansion of peace within your own essences. I am deeply honored by all the prayers and the thoughts and the expressions of the people of the earth towards me on this day. And I, as Martin Luther King, express to each of you, it is an honor to see dreams become realities. You are truly walking the pathway in a completely different manner than anyone ever imagined. And I walk with each of you, especially with this beautiful message from dearest Gandhi on the peacefulness of God into each of our hearts together. I do see a new world. I do see a new pathway. And I see my dreams becoming much more of a reality than I imagined, because the expansiveness of this dream is beyond what I could not envision. But in truth, it will be. In truth, it will. And you are making it so. I am honored they have allowed me to speak in this moment, to share my heart with each of you. I am also known with my higher self name as Altibetan. If you would like to walk with me in the realms of beyond your imagination, in the inner plane level, I would be honored to share with you the strength and the courage of many leaders of peace, of history, beyond what you think and can be. The mastery pathway that you have chosen is something that I would have never acknowledged in my physical existence, but truly it was. I walk with these beautiful masters as Al Tibetan, but I walk with each of your hearts as Martin Luther King. I am one with each of you. Thank you for sharing your beauty, your light, and your joy. It is a beautiful moment in time. I got a rose in the light that we are. We are one. We are one. We are one being of love. We are the angels. We are all of you. You are all of us. In this beautiful temple of oneness that we are, blessings, blessings of take a deep breath. Everyone is standing in the temple, acknowledging everyone else. It's now time for us to exit. You may feel you need to connect with someone. Allow your essence to go to them. Allow them to come to you. This is a moment in time. We now slowly exit up the stairs with Yamtiyas. As everyone acknowledges everyone else, we bid farewell to Archangel Michael's warriors. Lots of emotion in this moment as we walk down the steps and down the garden pathway towards the Rainbow Bridge. We walk across and we bring with us a new aspect that we fully had not received previously. Breathing deeply, let us all center ourselves in a Merkaba vehicle of light, spinning off of the multi-universal level. We are leaving, but we are not forgetting, and you may return to the temple in your dream state or sleep state to feel this beautiful honor that has been bestowed upon us in these moments as we are one with a unified whole, with all these beautiful beings, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King. Thank you, all of you, as we center our energies down into the universal level, into the galactic level, spinning down and down, into the solar level, and then into the earth level. Feel your energies into the earth plane. Feel your feet, feel your earth star, You may want to tap your knees, ground your body, or sometimes tapping the top of your crown, the top of your head helps. This is Christine Malarese of Walking Tarot Krista. Thank you for being with us. All of this was a surprise to me also. Namaste.
Namaste, everybody.